Well, Dominic Murray, Jim Stevens, man, what's the word coming out of the Marble City this week?
Quiet, reserved confidence. Not an overconfidence, but happy to be there in the first place and transpire that fair. Content enough that we could go all the way.
Been an unreal season, really, for Kilkenny, hasn't it? Lost two, lost in Leinster, lost in drew one, and then lost again.
Absolutely. It'll be the first time, I believe, ever that a team, if they do win, will have won, having lost two games previously. I think it's fair to say that at the beginning of the year, that Kilkenny are in Croke Park for the final at all would be seen as a massive success. So even if we don't win on Sunday, it will not be at all a bad year.
And I suppose, obviously, you have the Brian Cody factor as well. And I know he's a James Stevens club man as well.
I know him. I was with him in school and I would have met him a few times afterwards. But yeah, the Cody factor is huge. All of Kilkenny's great wins over Tip have come during the Brian Cody era. Tip won most of their All-Irelands against Kilkenny long, long before that. So he does bring a certain fear, certainly, to the Tipperary man, I'm sure.
And you grew up with him in middle school with him. Did he show signs that time of management, or what was he like as a hurler?
He was a peerless underage hurler. He's the best I've ever seen. That's often forgotten. A very, very distinguished senior footballer, but as a minor, he was absolutely the greatest I have ever seen, and as a colleges player. But no, I didn't know him well enough to really tell at that stage whether he would evolve into a brilliant manager that he has become, you know.
And obviously James Stevens has produced an awful lot of hurlers, an awful lot of quality hurlers down the years. We're talking about one of them just a few moments ago, Fan Larkin.
Fan has almost become a caricature, but he was one of the greatest cornerbacks the country has ever seen. For small man, tough as teak. And there are other ones. I thought the greatest probably James Stevens hurler of all time, a fellow called Chunky O'Brien, who was hurler of the year twice back
then. Liam Chunky O'Brien.
He was a glorious player as well. Many, many All-Irelands came through James Stevens, the village indeed, yeah.
Yeah. And PJ O'Brien, Cashel King Cormacs, what's the feeling in South Tip?
To be honest, they're quite confident. I've been on the phone to my relations and they only see a Tip win. I might not agree with that, but that's what they tell me.
Yeah. And what are they basing it on?
The Wexford game. The first four games they had in the round robin and how good they were. And the fact that they came back against Wexford, having had all the things going against them, man down, 5 points down with 20 minutes to go, and having three goals actually disallowed. They saw a steal in the Tip team then that they hadn't seen previously. Mm-hmm. But they are very confident.
They had a good start to the season, hadn't they? And then they kind of had a bit of a wobble, hadn't they? They lost the Munster final to Limerick, and, you know.
First four games surprised everybody in Tip, because we think back to last year and how poor a year they had. And then Liam Sheedy comes in and he resurrects the whole team. And they were flying in the first four games, beat everybody. And then Munster final against Limerick, they were atrocious and Limerick hammered them. And that put the question marks on the team and the panel, and a lot of questions were asked about had Tip got a panel, and we saw that panel luckily enough against Wexford when they came on and scored 4 points from play, you know, when the subs came on. So because of that, I think that people are now convinced that they will do it on Sunday.
We mentioned to Dominic earlier about the Brian Cody factor. There's a Liam Sheedy factor as well, isn't it?
I thought about that when you were asking Dominic, and yeah, he is the Brian Cody of Tipperary, if that's fair to say. Brian Cody has to be admired, there's no question, for his reputation, but what the success he's had and the quality of the team that he produces year on year, irrespective of who retires. I mean, he's played teams with all-stars sitting on the bench. He's just amazing. But Sheedy is the next best thing we have to Brian Cody, and the very fact that Tipper in the All-Ireland this year more or less proves that. Mm.
A Steely Cup fullback, no more than Cody in his playing days as well, I suppose. It's
to be fair, I'd say probably Cody was much better, but he was a good tight cornerback, yes. He hadn't a very long time on the county panel, but no, he's certainly a quality manager. There's no doubt about that. He was there when Tip stopped Kilkenny for the famous drive for five, you know. It'll be interesting, one of the subplots for Sunday is the fact that can Sheedy beat Cody a second time, because that hasn't happened before.
And tell me, any Cashel Cormacs winning on the team, is there?
No.
It's unusual, is it? Or?
No, that would be normal. We wouldn't be a senior club, a senior strong club. Go back a number of years ago, you had the Bonner brothers who had relations around Castle Finn. Not since then have we had senior.
And tell me, who do you see the key players, the players you're going to be looking for to in Tipperary?
So sometimes in All-Ireland final, it's maybe a new name or the unknown name can make a surprise. I mean, we could sit here and name out all the players that might do something magic on either team. Remember years ago, Brian Cody played Walter Walsh in the All-Ireland final. Nobody knew who Walter, when he got man the match. So it's hard to say. I mean, you're looking at the likes of Jamie Carlin and Bubbles Dwyer and that, you know. They are the people that we'd be looking for to step up and lead the rest home, you know. So see how.
And the same question to you, Dominic. Who are the men you're going to be looking to? Obviously, TG Reid is out on his own in the scoring stakes, and I suppose has dragged Kilkenny through to this point.
Well, I think to win a game, we need TJ to be playing well. But also, there's no doubt that Callanan will have to be held. And I would look to Hugh Lawler. He's a young fella, an excellent fullback with great mobility. And I think that if Lawler manages to hold Callanan to anything reasonable at all, that could be the swinging of the game in Kilkenny's behalf. So while I would be looking to the big players, I would look certainly to Hugh Lawler and hope that if his first huge day in Croke Park, that he steps up to the mark. And of course, the fella they're all talking about, Adrian Mullen, another Shamrocks man, a only young fella, only 20. He scored four points from play against Limerick. He looks to be the future of Kilkenny hurling as it is now. So I hope he plays well. That's if they're allowed. But what I'm telling you is not a secret. So I'm sure Sheedy will have a plan in place for that type of, for those type of players, you know.
You haven't mentioned Colin Fennelly at all.
Fennelly and Callanan are much the same. They're almost unmarkable on a good day. If the ball delivered into each player is good enough, they won't be touched. It's as simple as that. So the supply of ball is going to be hugely important. The thing about each of them is that if they get to the ball first, if you get possession of the ball, the best you're going to do is give away a free, a handy point. And he's a magnificent hurler. He's terrific. And he's a telepathic understanding with his clubmate, TJ Reid. We'll see. It all depends on the supply of ball to him. I'd expect each team to draw out a corner forward to leave space inside for the two main attackers. We'll see.
Any James Stevens men out there?
There's one I would expect to start, Colin Brown. And there's a fella that, the word has it, he could well start as well, a lad called Niall Brazel. He's only a young fella, but he played well earlier in the league. There's talk he might go. He'll be on the panel anyway, but they're the only two James Stevens men.
I suppose Tipperary and Kilkenny, I suppose it is a bigger rivalry, is it, as there is?
I believe so. From Kilkenny perspective, it is. They're easily our biggest rivals. Now, Tipperary are surrounded by hurling counties, more so than Kilkenny are. They have Cork to their south, and then Limerick and Border and Galway, where I suppose rivalries do develop. But from a Kilkenny point of view, I'll be honest, and you said that Tipperary are traditionally our fiercest rivals. Yeah, even more so than Wexford, yeah.
And PJ, back to you. I was reading during the week where Jackie Terrell, the former Kilkenny fullback, now a match analyst on RTE, saying, or writing in a column in some of the papers that, you know, that he felt this Tipperary team, they were soft. I was a bit surprised at that.
He might be trying to wind them up. I did see that. And in his time, to be fair, probably Tipperary were known to be that bit soft. And Kilkenny had more steel about them. But I don't see this current team under Sheedy as being soft, you know. But that's pundit talking, you know.